Good afternoon. My name is Lisette and I'm your host. Welcome to the broadcast. I thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. On today, we continue in the book Kingdom Prayer by Apostle Stephen A. Garner. And we are on Kingdom Principle number 8. We are going to do number 9 as well. So we need to get busy so that I can get it all on this broadcast. We will first begin with prayer. The scripture verse that I want to focus on today is Matthew 18:3. And it says, the King James Version says, and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The New International Version says, and he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And what he's referring to here is we need to have childlike faith. We need to be just like children. Children are sponges and children want to learn. They're eager to learn. So we need to be just like them. So let's pray for this. Father, we thank you for this day. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise, Father God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promise that is yes and amen in our lives. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask, Father God, that you be the center on today and that your word would manifest. We pray this scripture verse on today that we would become little children to enter the kingdom. Father God, that we would be little children, be sponges like children, Father God, eager to learn your word, earnestly seeking you, earnestly trying to obey your word, Father God, continuing to have a curiosity to expand our horizon and open up our eyesight to showing us a greater revelation and the greater purpose of which you were here on earth and you are to come again. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that we would have your creativity and innovative ideas. I ask, Father God, that we would have the thoughts of God and believe like you, Father, want us to believe, Father God, that we would have long attention spans to do your will, to honor and glorify you, to magnify your holy name. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you manifest this childlike faith in us. You manifest yourself in the name of Jesus. I ask you of this in Jesus' mighty name. I pray. Amen. Amen. Kingdom principle number 8. Prayer furnishes local churches with power to judge satanic structures established to hold believers captive. Scripture verse is Acts 16, 25, 26, King James Version. And it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Notice it was after they were praising and they were praying. After Apostle Paul cast out the spirit of divination out of the young damsel, her masters brought charges against them. The multitude stirred up opposition against them, stripped them of their clothing, beat them, and put them in jail. We are beginning to see common threads of this kind of hostility increasing in the nations through systems, institutions, and kingdoms that are anti-God. Paul and Silas were destined to be destroyed if God had not intervened. Their discipline is ministering to the Lord and praying prayers provided to be vital in their release from captivity. An earthquake destroyed the foundation of their prison, and every man's bands were loosed. A praise and prayer meeting during the satanic time of the night opened the ways for God's judgment to hit Philippi and shake that territory. We too can share in their same results if we choose to partner with God for greater works and utilize prayer as the foundation of judging territorial powers. There are many individuals and congregations alike who are in similar predicaments. The spirit of divination is trying to squeeze and choke the will of God out of them and literally crushing their ministry. This is especially true for apostolic and prophetic ministries because of the spiritual levels they operate in. The corporate gathering of apostolic and prophetic ministries are known to impact the spiritual realms, hereby warranting spiritual attacks through systems, institutes, and kingdoms in their territory. This is not to discredit other ministries who are not apostolic and prophetic, but only to qualify the statement being made. Therefore, satanic priority is to silence believers who have made destroying, I'm going to say this again. Therefore, satanic priority is to silence believers who have made destroying his kingdom their priorities. I speak strength over you to contend in prayer against spirits of divination. I command every assignment, silence, minimize your influence and limit your visibility to be broken in the name of Jesus. This is what Apostle says. But I was also looking at some notes of his blessing book where it talks about praise. And here it is in Psalms 34, 1, 3, King James Version. I will bless the Lord. Keep up with me. Hold on. I'm trying to get to something here. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We are all familiar with God's blessing us, but many are not so familiar with blessing the Lord. So what does it mean to bless the Lord? Blessing the Lord is directly connected to praising him. I'm going to say it again. Blessing the Lord is directly connected with praising him. It means to pour out affections upon him and shower him with thanksgiving. The word blessing here in Hebrew word is barak, which literally means to kneel. It is a picture of becoming weak at the knees due to one's glory, splendor, and beauty. God is glorified and taking extreme delight in his people as we bless him. So can you imagine if we were to bless him and praise him, just like Paul and Silas did? Our prayers would reach blessing generations, reaching the heavens, the third heavens. So I thought I'd include this because it is critical that we take time in the Lord and praise and worship Him and call on Him and just bless His name on high. And then pray earnestly with scripture. Amen. Let's move on to kingdom principle number 9. I hope you're taking notes. Prayer strengthens local churches to function in optimal wisdom and revelation necessary to righteously make Christ known. Now, I was looking up the word wisdom. The Hebrew word wisdom is, the key word is 15965. And wisdom means the quality of having experienced knowledge and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Apostle continues to state here in Ephesians 1:17-18, King James Version, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. One of the ways we can come into greater understanding of Christ and His mission is to pray. The Lord says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou know not. Nothing should ever take the place of us studying God's word. However, I don't believe that studying and not praying will serve the greater purpose of God. Listen up. The combination of studying and praying helps to develop the believer and balance them out. All words and no spirit, as well as all spirit and no words, are equally dangerous. I received something very beneficial from the late Kenneth Hagin on praying. Ephesians 1:17-18 states, he shared that before he reads or studies the word, he'd pray and ask God for wisdom and revelation from the word. I adopted this, and for many years, I've enjoyed the blessings of walking in revelation of the word. You too can enjoy open heavens and revelations for your life, assignment, ministry, education, business, family, etc. If you'll simply ask God in prayer for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Bezalel was an individual during the ministry of Moses who can be qualified as having the spirit of wisdom. He understood because of wisdom, how to construct the tabernacle of Moses and make a reality of what was in the mind of Moses and God. See Exodus 35:30-35. Now he continues to state, and I think it's important that you jot down these scriptures because these are beneficial. Of wisdom. These are the benefits of wisdom. And here you go. Wisdom built her house. Proverbs 24:3. With wisdom, there is a might. With wisdom, there is might. Daniel 2:20. Wisdom kills beasts, which are a picture of demonic spirits. Proverbs 9. Wisdom helps individuals to build and become impactful. Proverbs 24. Wisdom is too high for a fool and helps us to ascend. Proverbs 24. Wisdom will lead to the development and commendable works. Commendable works. Proverbs 12. Wisdom releases a reverence for God and all of who he is. Proverbs 9. According to Ephesians 1:17, revelation is a spirit, which is defined as something revealed or disclosed, especially something not before realized. The Apostle Paul prayed for the believers in Ephesus could be said this way: Father, I pray for you to reveal things that they have never realized before. I believe God wants to reveal things that have been hidden from us in order to advance his kingdom. So, as we pray for revelation, expect God to show you things you have never realized nor seen before concerning his kingdom. Hallelujah. So we're going to leave it here. We did 8 and 9, and tomorrow we'll do 10. I hope you've enjoyed this time. If you need to listen to this again, please go back, take the notes down, share it with a friend, and let's get faith of a child. And let's get wisdom and revelation through Christ Jesus so that he can impart himself in us and we can be used as conduits for the kingdom of God. May God richly bless you. Until the next, bye-bye.